1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now is Jennifer Romanowski with Gatchel Museum. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about a few things here this morning. First thing, it's coming up, Echoes of the Past Cemetery Tours.
Yeah, so that's going to be our main focus today. This is our yearly cemetery tours that we do at Willow Grove Cemetery. You know, we're so thankful that the Johnson County Cemetery District supports us every year. We're so thankful for the sexton and the groundskeepers to make sure that, you know, our cemetery looks beautiful for the tours. And it's such a great way to get local history out there. This is a program that's geared more towards locals, obviously, because they know or know of the cast that's going to be portrayed. But we've had, you know, just visitors sign up looking for something to do, and they appreciate it as well. It's not your typical ghost tour. I mean, we're not going to have people jump out and scare you. It's not that type of
people be having heart attacks
event. It's more like performance theater that just happens to be at the cemetery.
It's a fun way of learning history about people.
It is. And, you know, it's very simple, the requirements that our volunteers get. They obviously have to portray someone who's at the cemetery, buried there. Or they play a visiting spirit, which is someone who is not buried there but has a Johnson County connection. And then the third type is what we call an archetype. We have two examples of that this year. They're not portraying a specific individual like Brady Safranik or Jennifer Romanowski. They're portraying more like a genre of a historical area. So for this year, we have our War Mom. She is going to be talking about the roles of women, specifically moms, on the home front when they sent their spouse, their children, their grandchildren to war. Specifically, World War II is her primary focus. She did a phenomenal job last year. She was turning this year. So this will be the last year to hear her. We have a two-year limit on our spirits, so they have to go rest and we have new spirits, so that's why we have a continually replenishing spirits. And then our second archetype is our anonymous telephone operator. I'm really excited to hear how she is going to portray them. And it's going to be more like women's roles during that time period. Why were women so pivotal to the telegraph companies? What were some of the things that they had to deal with? What were some of the skills needed for it? Ironically, one of our other spirits, Lena Leith, started out as a telephone operator when she was 14. So because we have a two-year limit on our spirits, we do have some retiring spirits. So this is the last year to hear Jack Meldrum before he drifts off into that good night. August Hettinger, Martha Bull Wong, and our War Mom are the ones that are retiring after this season.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the people that are portraying these spirits this year?
I can. So Kim Harvey is playing Gertrude Horton, who is married to Frank Horton, and they established the HF Bar Ranch. We have Marcy and Mike Scarlett, who are playing Mabel Meldrum and Gordon Meldrum. They helped start and operate Paradise Guest Ranch. Gordon, unfortunately, died young, so Mabel is going to be talking about her years running Paradise by herself with her young son and then eventually her second and third husbands. Curly Witzel is from Eaton's Ranch. He is a cowboy, and he is going to be portrayed by Lindy Urshebeck. Lynn Young, who is playing August Hettinger, who was the first forest ranger of the Bighorn National Forest, which, as we all know, just celebrated its 150th anniversary, somewhere in there. It was a big anniversary year for the National Park System and the National Forest. And the Bighorn National Forest is one of the earliest national forests in our system.
Okay.
Ironically, Lynn is a retired Forest Service ranger himself, so I just think it's poetic that a retired forest ranger is playing a forest ranger. He does a fabulous job. But it's hard for him to move around the cemetery because he wears spurs. So you hear him clicking and clacking as he's trying to, you know, guide himself through the cemetery. Nancy Tabb is playing Martha Bull Walm, and she was a Welsh young lady who came with some of the early English cattle barons who came here during the Wyoming Territory years. Jim Grant is playing David Cummings. David Cummings, as a young child, traveled the Bozeman Trail before it was the Bozeman Trail. So we're talking about the late 1850s to about 1937, I think, is when he died. So he was just kind of a jack of all trades. He lost touch with his family at a young age, was adopted by like mountain men, fur trappers, worked as a mule skinner, a freighter, was in the military, I believe, for a hot second, and just did a lot in the early days of Buffalo as a businessman as well. And then, of course, Samantha McBarnes is playing our telephone operator. Jessica Salzman is playing our war mom. And lastly, Marcy Schuler is playing Lena Leith. And Lena Leith, like I said, started out as a telephone operator at the age of 14. Married, I think, Jim Leith, had a multitude of children, was a fabulous cook, and just kind of the portrayal of women in early ranch life because they operate out of the KC Sussex area.
Okay. And this is these are always popular, these events. And is there any days that are selling out yet, and how can people get tickets?
We have one day that is practically full, and I believe that is Friday, August 19th.
So the last Friday.
The last Friday. We still have some spots on the other days. So it starts next week.
As we say, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, that's next week.
It is.
Already.
It starts next week and it's the following week. So August 10th and August 17th are the Wednesday tours. Those are non-walking. We simply set up our chairs in front of the directory. The spirits come to us for once. And that one's at dusk-ish. So that's at 7:30. A little bit more of an early start to kind of reach those audience members that don't particularly want to be out super late at night. Same thing on Thursdays. It starts at 7:30 p.m., which would be August 18th and August 11th. However, those are walking.
Okay.
And then your Friday, Saturday, if you want the full experience and the full ambiance, those start at 8:30 p.m., go about to 10 p.m., and that would be the Fridays and Saturdays, so August 12th and 13th, and then the 19th and 20th. Space is going to get limited the closer we get to the tours, so I recommend if people are interested and have never done it before. It is a fundraiser for the museum, so support the museum. Enjoy a blast in the cemetery. It's not like you're allowed in the cemetery usually after dark, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of neat when it's dark. When I've been there, it's been on the Friday or Saturday night shows, and I kind of enjoy that.
It is. It's $25. You get to walk through the cemetery, get to hear first-person oral histories of people in costume, and the proceeds, like I said, is a fundraiser. So the money goes towards allowing us to continue to offer as many free programs as possible. It helps us get supplies for Art Museum Mondays, which just finished up. It helps us pay for mileage and hotel rooms when we're bringing speakers into town. If there's, it helps us pay for the history conference. We can continue to keep those costs as low as possible.
Okay. And you said people can get tickets how?
They can get tickets online through our website. Our website is www.jimgatchell.com. They can all, and then the actual link is shop.jimgatchell.com.
Okay.
They can also call and reserve spots if they come in sooner rather than later to pay for their tickets. They can also just get it at the museum. We will not be offering tickets at the cemetery. You can't just show up because, again, space is limited.
Okay.
And we have found, or at least I have found over the 12, 13 years that I've been doing this program, to continue to be respectful of the cemetery and to continue to be to offer the optimum ambiance and experience, we limit it to about 25 to 30 people.
Okay. And one of the cool things that's happening at the museum this year, thanks to some local businesses that are sponsoring, is free admission.
Yes, we're super excited. It kicked off on Monday. You probably heard us on the radio previously talking about this, but we have partnered with First Northern Bank of Wyoming for a selection of free admissions throughout the summer. This, alas, is the last month that they're offering free admission, and this month they are covering the cost of adults.
All adults.
All adults. So this does not include seniors, okay? And the reason I have to say that is because seniors got acknowledged in June. So they already had their opportunity to enjoy free admission.
So instead of a discount, this time seniors have to pay.
Correct. So seniors were in June, veterans were in July, and now it's adults. And we consider adults anyone between the ages of 19 and 62.
Okay.
So we're super excited about that. We've already seen a multitude of people take advantage of that, and they're super excited. And we always tell them, if you see First Northern Bank or you stop in, tell them thank you for their free admission.
You guys have another event coming up, Sippin' History.
Yeah, so this is our rebranded Wine About History, and that's because we are not allowing alcoholic beverages on our site anymore. So bring your own non-alcoholic beverage and chair.
And a chair.
So what we have done in the past is we used to be on the lawn in front of the museum in between our homestead cabin and the courthouse. We've been kind of moving the location around to kind of figure out the optimum location in terms of noise, lighting, sound system and whatnot. And so this summer, we have determined that we move some of our wagons out of our carriage house, open it up, and the presenter is in the carriage house, and then depending on overflow, can expand from the carriage house back into the parking lot and under the awning a little bit. So our last sip in history is going to be August 17th, that Wednesday.
Okay.
And we're super excited because we are finally bringing Danny Michael from the Buffalo Bill Center of the West Cody Firearms Museum. We've been trying to bring an associate, a fellow museum nerd from the BB Cow for a couple of years now, but with COVID, it has not been, you know, optimum.
Sure.
But now we are, and we're super excited because we think this is his topic is going to appeal to a lot of the community and visitors. He's specifically going to be talking about firearms. They have a display of prop firearms from the Longmire TV series. So he's going to be talking about those and how they relate to the historic and modern West. So it'll be a great tie-in with the show. It'll be a great tie-on with firearms and the history that we have in this area. I mean, the museum has quite an extensive firearm collection to the point that we have a book called Guns of the Gatchel that you can purchase at the store. And it's a free event. So again,
free is always good.
Free is always good. Again, why you should come to the cemetery tours and support our little fundraiser, because those proceeds are help covering bringing Danny in from Cody, and it will be from 6 to 7 p.m. on that Wednesday, August 17th.
Okay. And then coming up on Saturday, we've got a big parade, and you happen to know who the Grand Marshal is going to be.
We do. We were notified that the staff of the Jim Gatchel Memorial Museum and the staff of the Hoofprints of the Past Museum were chosen to be the Grand Marshals for the Johnson County 2022 Fair and Rodeo Parade.
Very
on
cool.
Saturday. We're super excited. It's always nice and wonderful to be acknowledged and honored by your community members. The theme is hometown heritage, and our peers told us, they thought the staff's fit the theme wonderfully, and that we support, collect, preserve, and educate this generation, future generation visitors on hometown heritage through the items in our museums.
Okay. Very cool. And before we wrap it up, just go ahead and tell people again, since the first round of cemetery tours is next week, how they can reserve their spot for that.
You can reserve your spots through the museum. You can call us at 684-9331. You can stop into the museum. Our hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, 12 to 5 on Sunday. Or you can purchase them online through the museum website, which is www.jimgatchel.com. $25. It's a fundraiser for the museum's educational programming, and it's a great way to get some local history in a theater setting.
And I would imagine you guys probably switch your hours back coming up here in about a month. Is that after Labor Day?
Right after Labor Day, yes, okay. Indeed.
So people can enjoy the summer hours for about another month, about.
Yes, so we're counting down. So this will be, we've only got maybe 4 or 5 weekends left.
Yeah. Goes by quick, doesn't it? Just seems like we were just going into summer hours.
Yes, but out. I don't know about you, but we have been thankful for the tourists that stopped into the museum. It's definitely not been as busy as it's been last year. In fact, we're a little bit down, but we've been incredibly thankful for the positive feedback from our new exhibits, for the items in the store, and, you know, it's just wonderful to share that history. The banner of our Weiniger cowpuncher Western artist outside of the museum has been a really helpful to bring people into the museum.
Absolutely. Get them curious about what the rest of it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we should be getting a new addition to the museum today. So people should, when they come to the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast in our parking lot on Saturday, they should walk around the museum. There should be a new addition.
And if you're an adult, you get in for free.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we actually are having a free day on Saturday. So it's we're opening late because we want to encourage everyone to participate in community events like the parade.
Sure.
So we're not going to open up till 12 p.m. this Saturday.
But it's free to everyone?
It's a free day just because it's fair and rodeo.
Very cool. All right. Talking with Jennifer Romanowski with the Gatchel Museum. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having the museum.
Absolutely. And everybody keep those dials tuned right here. KBBS.